Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anina Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good morning. Anina Nelson here.
Good morning.
She's been doing a lot of propagating.
I sure have. Like crazy, because it's been so warm out. It's wonderful.
We are going to explore that for sure. The weather's been, it's been unseasonably warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like it's over. So it's this may be the winter we thought we were going to have last year, but then we had that Arctic blast. So
yeah.
We'll see.
We sure did.
But there's some approaches you can take, some things you can do to help that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about annual items, vegetables, and flowers you can still plant.
Yes.
It's not too late.
Yes, we will.
We also, you know, have a few bone to picks with folks out there on you know, maybe some practices that we would like you to reconsider. So we'll explore that.
Yes.
We'll explore that. We also have a brand new phone number, 281-833-3333. It's a lot of threes. So
it sure is.
281-833-3333. So six threes after an eight. And yeah, we're here, Home Show Garden Pros. And, you know, if it's your first time kind of tuning in, it's a gardening radio show.
Yes.
And what we do is we explore all the topics related to gardening in our area. We're kind of part of the Gulf Coast and the Houston area. But we take questions all over the place. And really, the stuff we're generally talking about is pretty applicable to wherever you are in the world, because your soil matters so much. Caring for your roots matters so much. Expertise like Anita's, water gardening.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty ubiquitous anywhere you go. So that's what we do here. We bring in knowledge experts like Anita. Anita's from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out there in Katy. Beautiful spot out there. Our other co-op members, our other garden pros, come from Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, and Enchanted Gardens, Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, and Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Up there just past the Woodlands. So, you know, we kind of spread all over the map, you know, a little sprinkle, you know, all over the map. And everybody's doing great, you know, winter seasons, Christmas seasons upon us. How are tree sales going?
We still have some.
Okay,
so
yeah.
We should sell out by the end of the week, we hope. Yes.
Wow, that's incredible.
But, you know, there are people who wait till the last week at Christmas. So,
yeah.
Yes. And it's a good thing, too, that the tree will last longer after Christmas. So.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's nuts. And you guys only do the fresh cut trees.
Yeah, we actually only do one variety, the Fraser cut.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, Frasers grow in the south. So it makes sense to get a southern grown evergreen to put in your house.
Instead of a Dougie fir that's up north.
They're used to the warm weather, so they're going to do better.
That's right. You don't have to keep your air conditioning as cold if you get a Fraser.
Yes.
Yeah. Or if it's 80 outside. You know, and you forgot to change the heat or whatever, then, you know, you're good to go.
It's true.
Well, that's awesome. It is, 'tis the season, so it would, it behooves us also to tease. Maybe we're going to talk about gift giving a little bit.
Okay.
What are some of the things that that we can give? And then, you know, I had somebody ask me about an Easter lily. Is that right?
Yes.
And so I didn't know, so I asked Anita. So maybe we'll talk about a little bit the plants people get as gifts or from events the most and how to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll make a list off the air and we'll kind of address that too.
So,
well, that's what we're going to explore. First thing we're going to jump into is what to do with your leaves. You know, you've got all these leaves out there in your lawn and there's some good things to do and some maybe less amazing good things to do. So that's exciting. If you haven't been to our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, it's a very fun place to visit. Our Facebook page, Home Show Garden Pros. Also, though, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens Facebook page.
Yes.
Very thrilling.
We have a website, too, with lots of information on it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What's that website?
It's nelsonwatergardens.com.
There you go.
Yes.
Piece of the cake.
Yes.
It's like a donut. It's so easy. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
We do have warm donuts if you like one. So 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to get back and explore the email question of the week.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
Yeah, that's our new number here at Home Show Garden Pros. Brand new, hot at the presses. Let it soak into your mind.
I think it's easy to remember.
It's very easy to remember.
You just have to remember what, four numbers?
Yeah, it's like 281.
Five numbers.
Yeah.
833-3333.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Basically, you just 281-8 and you dial 3 until you stop a...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is.
It works.
Well, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. It's the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Today's the 18th of December.
Boy.
We're exploring a lot of stuff, but you know, the grass is still growing.
Everything's still growing.
Yeah.
Except the trees. The trees have gone dormant.
Some of the trees have gone dormant.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny because there's a line of bur oaks where I work, Houston Botanic Garden, and about half of them are fully dormant.
Some of the pecans haven't dropped their leaves
yet,
which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, we have a little collection of pecans, and not all of them are fully. Some of them dropped.
Yes.
Most of them have dropped most of their leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same with those bur oaks. It's like they're not all dormant. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
What's the signaling here? Maybe they're just because they're in new soil. There's not that web of microbiotics to kind of spread the word and extend the things.
It's time to go dormant.
Yes. Hello. do want to give this quick announcement that next week we will not have a gardening show or a home improvement show. We're actually talking about Christmas Day itself.
Incredible. 1 week away.
And so we do encourage you to get out and garden on that day. The weather will actually be a perfect gardening day.
Why not?
Yeah. And you got to plant all the plant gifts you got.
That's true.
So, we're going to definitely explore some of those here in a little bit. I got some ideas, Anita.
Oh, good.
But we'll be doing a top 50 countdown of Christmas music that doesn't stink. So how exciting is that?
All right. I'll bet it was curated by Charlie.
Charlie and Chad, I think, got in there. Great taste.
They know what they're doing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, happy holiday season. Happy Christmas to them. You know, it's not quite Christmas Day yet. So really, she was saying happy Advent, right?
Happy Advent.
Which is sort of reverse, like happy waiting. but yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great thing just to put on in the background while you're doing your stuff because it'll be good songs, which is so fun. So 281-833-3333. I'm trying to learn it too. So I'm saying it a lot. We have a little tradition here on Home Show Garden Pros. If you go to our website, you'll see the listen button. Full stereo sound there. You can listen through our awesome new equipment to just get great sound. If it's through your Siri or your, hey, Alexa, play Home Show Garden Pros. If it's that, then you'll get great sound. Listening on your phone, you're probably limited by your phone speakers, I would guess.
Yes.
Our sound would be good.
Yes.
Also on the website is the Listen Now button. There's lots of tip videos. You can learn a lot about our co-op members there. It's really a really very exciting website, but there's an Ask a Pro button.
Mm-hmm.
You hit that button, sends me an email, and I answer it via email.
Yes.
But if I can make a typing noise better, I would have. Is that good? Okay. But also we like to use it for content. So,
you know, you reminded me of something. There's a tip video, how to grow plants without a pot, that I did. I need to talk to you about that.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
some tips on the show about that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Uh-huh. Yeah, we can jump in after this because
okay.
this Dustin's email may not take that long.
Okay.
All right. Dustin says, well, first-time home buyer. Congrats, Dustin. That's great. Congratulations.
So exciting.
Yeah. I have a fence. I want to create a small bed in front and plant star jasmine. What should I include in the bed, and should I wait until after winter to plant the star jasmine? So I guess he means like what soils or
yeah.
planting medium.
And we all know what we're going to say. I bet our audience knows what we're going to say.
Yeah, they're like, compost top dressing.
That's
well,
right.
that's not, we're not top dressing this time.
We're just in a, well, why not?
Well, because they want to remake the bed.
Okay.
You know, so they need a little more than just a quarter of an inch.
Is he going to make the whole bed in star jasmine, I wonder? If he's going to plant some things in front of it or?
Let me read the context here. Mm-hmm. Have a fence. I want to create a small bed in front. So
yeah.
in front of the fence, he wants to create a small bed. So
yeah.
we'll just talk about some strategies with planting star jasmine. There's no real benefit to creating a bed unless you're really looking to not weed whack against the fence from now on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd give yourself maybe a foot and a half compost, plant your star jasmine. You really only need compost where your jasmine are going.
Yeah.
You don't want to enrich all the soil that much because then plants will grow. And then the next thing, the follow-up thing is
mulch.
A lot of mulch.
Yes.
We're talking 4 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Plant your star jasmine high so you can mulch up around
them. You don't want to bury it in mulch.
Yes, you do not want to bury the the stem in mulch.
And I've seen that before.
Oh, yeah. So when you actually get in, you may be leaving it like 2 inches above the ground, the top of the root ball of the soil that's in that kind of container. But the way that you keep those plants from growing back against the fence is lots and lots of mulch. Now, you will still get some vine issues eventually that'll be like important for you to take care of so your star jasmine doesn't get interwoven with greenbrier or dewberry.
Yeah,
or things
and you
like
have
that.
To keep after that. But if you do, eventually they run out of steam.
But your big
about 10 years, it seems like.
But your big your big thing there is that mulch.
Mm-hmm.
It serves as a food source. It serves.
It breaks down over time, and by the time it's totally breaking down, hopefully the star jasmine is filled up enough to produce the shade to keep the rest of the weeds from coming up.
And I would not even, I mean, I would trust that, you know, that like will happen, but also keep adding mulch. Like don't stop. This is your way to keep the weeds at bay if you kind of get a good layer on there. And, you know, eventually the star jasmine roots will kind of spread around in the mulch that you do have. And it'll break down over time, but it'll remove all the sunlight from hitting weed seeds. If you get enough on there, it'll keep it moist enough that there's a little bit of a decomposition where it's going and new plants won't want to grow there.
Yes.
And you'll be enriching your space and you'll need to water a lot less.
Yeah.
So what do you think about his timing, Dustin's timing on planting star jasmine?
Well, that's tricky. You know, we're in a warm phase right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I might wait until February to do it.
Yeah.
You just don't know if we're going to have a big freeze event again.
Yeah, right.
And if you do that, then the plant's definitely not going to make it. It won't have established a root system.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a gamble.
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
So it's a bit of a how big is a project? Is it three star jasmine? Like,
yes.
Or is it 45? You know, so if it's 45, I'm definitely waiting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like three, I'm probably going to go for it now just because.
Yeah, it gives you a good start.
Yeah, my hunch is, and I, you know, definitely probably going to be wrong, but that we're really going to have a mild winter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the hunch I've got. That's also what the almanac says, which has been wrong every year except last year. But anyway,
yes,
I digress. So yeah, hope that helps, Dustin. Confederate jasmine is a great thing to plant. The star jasmine is a great plant, and it'll grow quickly, but lots and lots of mulch is your secret for not having to continue to weed whack.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to tell us about your video, your awesome video that you guys...
Yeah, there's a video that you and I did of how you can plant plants without a pot.
Oh.
And you just basically make a mound of soil and then get Mexican beach pebbles and put it all around. And I've done that for 10 years now.
Yeah.
I have a table that's a giant slab.
Oh, cool.
It's a rock. It's a giant rock, and I just have these pebbles, and I keep it planted in succulents in the summertime, and then in the winter, I dig up all the succulents, and I plant it in pansies.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So this year, last year we put in a deck, and all along the edge I did another pebble rock thing, and I planted the whole thing up with pansies, and then I'll plant it up with succulents again in the summertime.
Oh, that is awesome.
And it's easy because in the wintertime it rains enough that you don't hardly ever have to water it. And then in the summertime, you have your succulents that don't need as much water. Mm. And so you don't need to water it again as much. So it's worked well for me. It's also in a place that does not get full sun. It won't work in full sun.
Gotcha.
That idea will not work at all in full sun. You got to have at least a day of shade.
And a lot of us are dealing with shade.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe the idea is you get a nice cutting board, like one of the, you know, kind of bamboo ones, or you get a piece of slate or something if you don't have a stone table.
Yeah, or a deck. You can do it along your driveway if you wanted to.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I don't really want to do it on wood.
Depends on the wood.
That's all I'm really thinking is how do I...
I mean, the wood's going to last a long time.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking of my tables I have. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because they have, like, slots in them.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't really want to have those slots just kind of falling the soil through, but... I could find like a pizza stone or you know what I mean. There's a lot of cool things to find. Cookie tray.
A cookie tray. Why not?
Why not?
That holds too much water though.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're mounding everything, so
right?
It dries out, but it worked out great. It looks. Everybody thinks I'm super cool because I'm growing plants
you are
on
super
a table.
Cool. Yeah.
With no pot, how are you doing?
It's magic.
That? Yeah, it is magic.
What? Oh, that's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. There's a little. Little teaser, get over to Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, nelsonwatergardens.com, and find that video.
Yeah, it's there. It's old. We must have done it 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's been a minute, as the kids say.
Yeah.
By that, I mean 3 years. So, yeah, hilarious. Well, 281-833-3333. That's
81-833-3333.
833-333. Yeah. That's right. All right. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
One of our big goals here on Home Show Garden Pros is to give you solutions to your problems, not just advice, but also like some real tips on things that can help you, products can help you. And in this winter season, this sort of unseasonally long growth, we're going to see things like whitefly, scale, aphids, getting a lot of emails about these pests. And the Complete Disease Control from Monterey is great. And the Take Down Garden Spray is another one that it's so easy to use. It is organic, so you can just kind of get it on your citrus or your veggies or whatever, and it will help defend against them. They also have their BT, which is great for caterpillars. Again, we're seeing this kind of like extended infestation period with caterpillars, and that's where Monterey BT comes in. And of course, Sluggo Plus, awesome products too, easy to use, easy to get out there, armory listed, won't harm your pets or family. But I'm got to get another thing in my Complete Disease Control because it really helps with fungal problems and, you know, enriches the plant's strength. It strengthens the plant. And then that Take Down Garden Spray. Any Monterey Lawn and Garden favorites for you? that you might be going into this
time
of year?
I use the BT and I use the Sluggo a lot.
Yeah, both both wildly effective solutions.
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. And, you know, hey, good for your garden. So we love them. Doing a great job, Monterey. They have so many fun solutions. And, you know, we kind of really explore the ones that a lot of people have used. And we can say, yes, yes, yes. But they have so much stuff. They have
do,
so
they
many
have
things.
Lot.
I mean, I recently got, I don't remember where I picked it up, but it was a ladybug attractor. And so instead of, like, buying ladybugs, I just tried this thing out. And I did get some ladybugs in. I got three different kind of ladybugs.
Monterey makes it?
Monterey sells it. Oh. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I was happy to see it and try it out because on my one surviving citrus, I have both whitefly and aphids. So they're getting cleared out, though, between the takedown spray and getting these ladybugs in.
That's
very
good
exciting.
To know because, you know, like last spring, because of the freeze, ladybugs were scarce.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a lady to buy in for us retailers who sell them. So a ladybug attractor would be a good solution for our customers.
Yeah, and I know right now there's lots of supply and demand stuff, and some things are harder to get than others, but
yes.
I was impressed. We got kind of the regular red ladybug. We got the twice stab lady beetle that really focuses on scale, and then also the mealy bug destroyer that's just, it's one half is red, one half is black, and it focuses on mealy bugs.
I had a mealy bug infestation on one of my house plants. Man, it was hard to get rid of.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's where that takedown spray is really great.
I used the neem oil.
Yeah, neem oil is nice.
Uh-huh, but it was
It's a contact
slow.
Only. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Try that takedown next time.
I will.
It's good. It doesn't smell. It has no smell. And smell. It's great. 281-833-3333. We have Terry who's tried out the new number. Terry, what do you think of the new number?
Well, I like it. It's kind of short or easy to remember, I guess.
Yeah, it's catchy, right? All those threes.
Say, look, I've got just planted 11 dwarf azaleas this summer after the freeze, and they're doing pretty good, but I really would like to see them bloom. They're a new variety. I can't think of the name of it right now. It starts with a C, but anyway, I've been told not to fertilize until after they bloom, so what can I do to promote blooming?
Well, so a big thing you can do is they do bloom kind of as the season predicts. So they have to, like, store up enough, whatever, cool hours or warm moments or dormant time or non-blooming season to bloom. And so part of it is just waiting it out. If you do want to do something that can really help the soil and get the plant eager to bloom, alfalfa meal is a phenomenal thing to put down. You'll find it generally most seed stores, feed stores. Now, MicroLife has a lot of alfalfa meal in it because it's such good food for bacteria in the soil. And so this is one of those things, the MicroLife azalea is just an easy thing to put down. You know it's got the alfalfa meal, and it's got all these minerals that the azalea might need. And so that might be something to kind of like start putting down, you know, mid-January is a way to go. And then also, you know, their maximum blooms is also really great for that. As a foliar spray, but both of those are a little shorter term, and so if you're hoping to get some flowers now, you could start using those things, and then you'd start seeing a few more flowers that lasted longer when the time came. So those are my three recs.
I'm not necessarily interested right now, but I would like when the season starts for them to start blooming to really kick in and bloom.
What color are your leaves? Know? Are your leaves a good dark green?
I'm sorry.
The leaves on the azalea, what color are they?
They're green. The plants were real full when I bought them, and they seem like they kind of thinned out, but they're growing up. I mean, sprouts are going up, and they're not as healthy looking as they were at first.
But what color are the leaves? Are they dark green or are they kind of a light green?
Well, it depends. Some of them are pretty dark green and pretty full, and I've got probably three or four of them that have thinned out a little bit and are not quite as green.
Yeah. If the new foliage is coming on dark green, you're good. You're doing good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's I did, you know, kind of laid off watering them and fertilizing them.
That's probably a good move. You don't really need to water or fertilize them for now. And water may not be something you ever need. But, yeah, if you want to start now, start with alfalfa meal. If you want to wait till maybe mid-January, maximum blooms from MicroLife and the azalea food or the acidifier.
Okay, let me ask you one other question. Pine needles. I've been told that pine needles are good for them. And I've got four or five tall pine trees in my yard and an excess of needles. Would that do anything for the blooming, or is that just for soil nutrients, that type thing?
Yeah, it's just you're basically making a mulch out of pine needles. It is a wonderful mulch. It looks nice and red. It's, you know, it really protects against weeds, but it doesn't. There's two myths. One that is that it acidifies the soil, and it doesn't do that. It will kind of help maintain acidification, but it will not acidify soil by itself. But it is wonderful food for the soil. Less so, though, than like buying hardwood mulch that's a bunch of different types of tree or using compost along with the pine needles. That might be the best thing, is put down some compost and then top it off with a bunch of pine needles. But yeah, no, I'm all for gathering your own materials for mulch.
Yeah, pine needles are great for weed control.
Yes, because they can be so thick without choking the plant out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Alfalfa meal, right?
That's right, alfalfa meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll check it out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
I mean, that is one of the main ingredients in MicroLife. So those of you that are like, oh, I need to get alfalfa meal, where do I find it? You just buy a bag of MicroLife, and you can get quite a bit in there. So
good
way to go. It is really incredible what it does for the soil. So. Well, that was our first call on the new number, Terry.
Yeah. Bing, bing, ding, 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 bing, bing. Way to go, Terry.
You get a shout-out, and we're going to say the number for you. This is this number reading is in honor of Terry. 281-833-3333. Yeah, it's great because you can't say it wrong.
No.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros will be right back.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
We're surrounded by Christmas traditions. Neighborhoods twinkle, colorful lights. Driveways overflow, family and friends visit. Scrooge, It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Story, and yes, Die Hard. Dinners of ham or turkey, and maybe even Peking duck. Rushing, wrapping, the final Christmas crunch, some assembly required. We have a tradition of our own around here, our radio Christmas card to you. Because we believe all these traditions mean more when they rest on the reason we call this Christmas.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, it's Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. The amaryllis bulbs are here. Collectors love them, and also first-time buyers will, too. They're often called the tulips of the South and are incredibly easy to grow outdoors or indoors. Come out and see the selection. We have over 30 beautiful varieties. Surprisingly, now is the time to plant bluebonnet. Whether you do it from plants or seeds, get them in the ground. That way they can grow through the winter and become beautiful stands of our Texas state flower in the springtime. Just find a sunny, well-drained space in your garden bed or container and plant it up with bluebonnet plants from our Enchanted Nurseries that have already started for you. There are so many great annuals for the wintertime to plant right now. Choose from pansies, violas, calendulas, snapdragons, alyssum, lobelia, and lots more. Come on out and see the selection. Keep an eye out on your lawn for brown patch or other diseases that can attack your St. Augustine this time of year. If you've got a problem, bring us a picture and we'd be glad to help you out and show you the remedies. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359 in Richmond, convenient to Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, in Richmond. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land, Greatwood, and Rosenberg. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Great thoughts there, Joey. We with this extended warmth, we really got to keep an eye on those lawn sicknesses so they don't get a little worse. Just remember, molasses is your best friend. Just it can be used on anything, pancakes, your lawn. No, it's horticultural molasses. It's not sweet.
Yeah,
it's not refined enough to be sweet. So. Don't eat it. It doesn't. It just tastes like...
Thanks for the reminder, because I do have a big brown patch problem.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, and also that's that Monterey Complete Disease Control is huge there, too.
Is it? Okay.
And you just use the tiniest bit, like half what's on there with molasses. Oh, works great. Okay. 281-833-3333. We're talking with Tom. Hey, Tom, what's your question for Anita?
Yes, hi. So I planted some tomato plants early summer, and usually I just get the container variety, you know, the little cherry tomatoes. I'm not even sure of the exact variety, but the real small sweet, and I think it's something I heard y'all recommend a while back. And then after they produce, they kind of brown and the limbs fall off, and then that's kind of it. But this year I added an additional variety, and I planted it in a bed that I made by a chain link fence, and it ended up getting kind of big and being vine-like, and so I just left it on the fence, and then I noticed that it was flowering, and now I have about 30 tomatoes on there. Also, just as I got those tomatoes, I noticed that, I mean, it's getting cold again. Am I going to lose these tomatoes, or what can I do to... Is there anything I can do to harvest these, or am I going to lose them this coming up weekend?
Yes, you can harvest them, and you can make fried green tomatoes with the green ones, and even you can put them in your...
I guess what I meant is there any way I can keep them on the vine and help them? I want them dead. No, I don't want green.
We're not looking at a freeze here.
We're not looking at a freeze. Yeah, through this weekend, I'd leave them on. It's the freeze that's going to get them for sure.
Yeah, it looks like 40, and, 41,
yeah,
if that, on Monday and Tuesday nights. So.
But once you know a freeze is coming, go ahead and harvest all of them. I've done that, and sometimes it's taken them 2 months in the kitchen to turn red, but eventually they do. They don't taste all that great, but still they're tomatoes that you harvested yourself.
But, I mean, really, in Tom's case here, you kind of got to ride the storm here, man. Mm-hmm. It's just – it's going to get cold. If they get a little bit singy, that's one thing. But with what seems like it's going to be following, 77, 80-degree highs with 65-degree nights, that's perfect tomato weather. I mean, that is tomato weather. And so if you got some frost cloth, you can throw it over there if you're nervous. But, you know, you're not going to – tomatoes struggle at the freeze, right? That's when they're going to struggle, is not at 40 degrees, but really more like 30 or, you know, 30,
okay, so
32.
Is it not unusual that the plant survived? I thought they would produce and then that was it.
Well, it sounds like that you got them in kind of at a weird time. So normally in Houston, our planting – windows for tomatoes are, you try to do it February and March, really February or April. January or February, or you're doing it in August, early September, not really June, which I think of as early summer, or May. And so you got it in at kind of a weird time, but they like the heat, so they're going to grow through the summer. The reason people usually don't plant them in June is because they have their ones they planted in February at their biggest point. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, you're dealing with what people who got tomatoes in the fall is the the perfect winter, you know, like an extended harvest of tomatoes. So you have full sun, you have these kind of warmer winter, and that just means you're going to have more tomatoes. So I would celebrate it. That's all you really can do. If you want to fertilize it with some MicroLife, that's totally fine. The MicroLife Ultimate is a great wintertime one because it does provide some nitrogen to the soil as well as some carbon. And so, yeah, keep the sun on them. Keep eating them.
If I protect through the winter, can this plant continue to produce?
No, our problem is we have a couple of different nematodes in our soils that will form knots in the plant. And so after it kind of needs to get cut back, it'll never get back to the kind of the original thriving that it had. So they're not perennials. They are annuals. You just, okay. you ran into the perfect kind of situation.
And I'm just getting two crops from it.
Yeah. Okay. And so just don't get too greedy. You know, that's, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You bet. Yeah, but you don't need to cover it or anything like that with this storm, because unless you're like thinking your house is going to get, you know, 32, something like that. So
no, I didn't know if maybe 40s was going to do it in, because, you know, I always plant them. It's always, you know, seems like it's always 100 degrees when I'm getting my tomatoes. So
yeah, they do like that heat, but they're just not going to keep growing. They're going to slow down a little bit, but then it'll go warm back up. So.
Okay.
All right, thanks,
all right,
Tom.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
281-833-3333. There we go. That's the new number here on Home Show Garden Pros. We're on Sports Radio 610, talking gardening.
Time for a tree? Fall's the best time to plant one. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken.
I'm Anita Nilsson.
Anita's from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Water Gardens.
Right there.
In Katy.
In Katy, Texas.
Just off the freeway, about a half a mile.
Which, you know, I used to drive around Katy and marvel at the huge amount of peach and citrus trees that were everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, yes.
You know, hopefully it's replanting.
It's very noticeable in the spring when they're all in fruit.
Yes, yes, it is. It is noticeable. A lot of them are gone, though. So... But you know, we should get back in the citrus game.
And we've got citrus at Nelson's right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So great Christmas gift.
Yes.
And we're just going to kind of explore that a little bit. So citrus, just the citrus as a pot, in the pot, is a great gift. Mm-hmm. But you could add a little bit to that gift to really make it something special.
With a bag of Nature's Way compost,
yeah,
mulch,
yeah,
and potting soil and everything else, and a pot.
A nice pot like that could really drive this home as like a signature gift.
Yes.
Get a nice satsuma or a lemon, you know, your own lemon, so sweet, so yummy.
It could just be your very own, what do they call it? The estates would have an orangery.
An orangery,
yes.
You could have your own single plant orangery.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's awesome. That's a really great gift. Uh-huh. Now, the whole shebang there is not like a $20 little gift. But I'll tell you this. You know, as kind of life moves on and people stop showing up at White Elephant Gifts with a whiskey bottle, the hot thing I see now is people have plants. Could be a poinsettia, could be a little cactus. But, man, you want to bring a gift to a White Elephant Gift that is, like, guaranteed to get stolen and locked? On point, a plant is the way to go. I promise you, 40% of those people are going to be like, I have to have that or else. So it's just, you know, and maybe some plants are better than others.
Or a succulent garden.
Yeah, or bulbs.
Yeah. Or bulbs, yeah.
The one plant that was on both Anita and I's kind of what we're getting as gifts on the plant world front.
Amaryllis.
Amaryllis, yes.
And I'm from the north, so an amaryllis was a one-time thing. But down here, you get that amaryllis as a gift, and you plant it in the ground after it bloomed, and it'll come back year after year. It's the greatest thing ever.
Quite literally, the gift that keeps on giving.
It keeps on giving.
And it's really cool because I discovered this shorter white one. Not like this is a big discovery, right? Somebody told me about them. I was like, oh, wow, I discovered it in the wild at the store. And they're shorter, and so if you force them... And I'll get Anita to talk about what forcing a bulb is. But if you force the bulb, it's not as topple oriented.
Yes.
And so something to think about is this is a forcing kit is a great way to give amaryllis bulbs. But what is forcing a bulb?
Forcing a bulb is basically growing it indoors and fooling it into thinking it's spring. And so it'll sprout and grow. And some bulbs will just grow in water.
Right.
And amaryllis is one of them.
Yep.
But I really like to plant them in soil. I think they're stronger.
Yeah, I think so too, yes. For sure. The fun
but
thing
you
is
can you can do that.
Well, with forcing too, you can force it, mm-hmm. flower it, and then yes. once it starts fading, you don't cut the leaves off, but you get yes. it out and you do plant it in the soil mm-hmm. then. And you know, it keeps on coming
keeps
back.
Keeps on coming back. And it's always a nice surprise too.
Yes.
In the spring when the daffodils, I have fall daffodils and spring daffodils. Mm. So, yeah, they come up and there you have them.
Daffodils are yellow generally?
Except, no, oh, I'm sorry, narcissus.
Oh, narcissus, white, yeah.
But you know
whites.
What? My fall narcissus didn't come up this year. Maybe because of all the weeds.
No, I'm sure it was something else.
Yeah.
Well, amaryllis bulbs in general are great. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of a forcing kit because uh-huh. it's like giving a vase as well.
Yes.
And so that's kind of a nice thing. You know, a really nice like garden tool with maybe some nice gardening gloves. You have any brands of gardening gloves that you like?
I like to use the ones that have the coating on them.
Yeah.
But I forget the brands. We only carry one brand at our shop because gloves just don't move.
No,
a lot
right.
of people pick up gloves at the hardware store.
Yeah, yeah.
Ace has a good one that I use a lot. I go through gloves like crazy.
Sure.
I mean, they just don't
Yeah,
mess
me too. And I actually like the thin ones
yes.
because I can feel what I'm doing.
I can feel what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, there was one type that I think I did see at y'all's store one time. It was the bamboo. It was like bamboo weave, but it was still elasticy. It was like, they were nice. Mm. This is maybe like in several
yeah.
years ago, but
yeah.
Like a nice gardening tool, be it a small
A sturdy trowel.
Not
the really flimsy ones.
Not the yeah.
We carry a good one that I've had for years. And also hand shears.
Hand shears.
Are great. My favorite is ARS
because
they're smaller for a woman's hand.
Yeah.
The Coronas are really too heavy for me.
Mm.
But men like Coronas. My husband loves Corona hand clippers.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's one of the iconic ones with the big red mm-hmm. handle.
With the big red handle, the ARS ones come with pink handles.
See,
which I have all pink handles because the men won't use them. You know,
nice strategic. Dude, I'm not using that.
No, they won't. Actually, they do. But you know,
yeah, sure.
I like having the pink handles. It's mine. They know it's mine. They better not touch it, even though they do.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
We have a couple more gift ideas mm-hmm. when we get back. 281-833
3333
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Still looking for your Christmas tree? We got them. Hi, this is Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have a good selection of fresh-cut Christmas trees. We have a huge selection of locally grown poinsettias in many different beautiful colors and sizes, even tree form. If you're late on your planting, we still have plenty of pansies available. For the gardener in your life who has everything and you're having a hard time finding a gift, a Plants for All Seasons gift card would be perfect. Just go to plantsforallseasons.com. You can buy them online and I'll mail them to you. We have tons of stocking stuffers for your gardeners, garden gloves in many different varieties, garden tools. MicroLife liquid fertilizers fit nicely into a stocking. If you're up towards the northwest side of Houston, we're at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Merry Christmas from the whole gang here at Plants for All Seasons. And now more Home Show Garden Pros with Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Sherry. Merry Christmas to you as well and your team.
Yes, Merry Christmas to Sherry,
yeah.
Our soil queen.
That's right. Okay, we kind of were, you know, in the middle of talking to you about what some gifts that you can get to give people. And so I really do think, you know, if you're in the Katy area or even anywhere on I-10, basically, you know, it's L.A., Jacksonville, wherever you are on I-10. No, It's like
New Orleans.
Yeah, anywhere at all.
San Antonio.
But you pop into Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and you can get all your gifts. You guys have a beautiful gift shop. You have kitchen towels. You know, there's like lots of stuff.
You have these cool ceramic mushrooms people love to give as gifts.
Yeah. There's like outdoor gifts. There's indoor gifts. Yeah. A lot of charming stuff. I mean, you can give somebody a fish if you want, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's this, it's like, it's the same that all the Garden Pro locations, it's, you can literally get everything that you need.
And they're fun gifts and unusual that you can't find anywhere else. And all the garden shops are like that.
And that's not even including the actual plants.
Yes.
And so if you got a gardener in your life, you don't have to overthink this.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Doesn't even have to be a gardener. There are gifts that you can give non-gardeners.
On the gardener front.
Yes, on the gardener front.
Pretty simple.
What would you want for Christmas, Danny?
Well, you know, not really. If I'm thinking outdoor gardening stuff, a nice like pot would be awesome.
What color pot would you want?
I don't mind.
You
any
don't know?
Blue,
really?
You know, Talavera. Uh-huh. I like those.
You like Talaveras?
The green would be nice. You know, not red, but
not red.
Everything else is fine.
What would you grow in your pot that you got? Would it be really big or small or?
Oh, I don't know. It's any size. I mean, I could find something to grow in it. So. I just think like I can do a cutting from like Okinawa spinach and put it in there.
Yeah.
Succulents are great for growing. Depending on the pot, it can be indoor or outdoor. I mean, it's just like it lets me kind of be creative, you know? And it's just if like a bag of potting soil is in there, great. If not, it's still an awesome gift.
Yes.
And so or if like maybe you're giving somebody a pot you love and then a gift certificate. Mm-hmm. But I was just going to say for the gardener.
That's not a bad idea, you know, because not if you give them a pot – they can personalize it with the plants they want.
Right.
I like that idea.
Yeah, the pot is a memory from you.
Yes.
That signifies a relationship with you.
Yes.
And then, but then they can fill it. But, you know, if you got a serious gardener, just some plants, any plants, they're going to like any plants. Like, they're not going to be like, oh, you got me Sansevieria.
And you know pots are fun because they're seasonal.
Geranium.
Don't say I love my geranium.
Maybe I wanted mosquitoes.
Give them a citronella.
Oh, citronella! Thank you. I love the smell. No, but that's one thing you can just flats of plants, a couple 1 gallons, piece of cake, Microlife, great gift.
Absolutely, because you buy a Microlife and they're hooked for life on that product.
Yeah, if they already use it, they've probably run out of it.
Oh, of course they have.
If they're listening to us, we're like, hey, if you do not keep that in your in your garage, use it up. It's not best to save. It's best in the soil.
You can be so liberal with your Microlife. Yeah. I am. I mean, it's insane how much Microlife I put on my plants.
I know this isn't a Microlife read, but we're going to gush just a little bit. is that when you buy it, it does more for you in the soil than it does in your garage. Like the earlier you put it in the soil, the better the effective. If you were like, oh, I'm going to wait
until
February.
Wait. And you don't have to wait. It's not going to burn anything.
It's going to benefit.
There's no timing with it.
Absolutely. Especially in a warm. This is one of our approaches. This warm winter approach.
Yes.
Is to not hold off on fertilization.
Yeah. And I just fertilized my lawn with the Humates Plus.
Yes. But you have to be careful with what you fertilize with. We're not encouraging you to get out with a high nitrogen salt fertilizer. We want you doing soil care.
Yes.
And the Humates Plus is the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
So, whew, well, hopefully that helps with the gifts. Yeah. Give someone in your life Humates Plus. It is really valuable gardening material.
You know, you mentioned geraniums. I bought geraniums last spring, and they were great. Great, 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 great. And then summer hit, and they just went horrible looking, but I kept them.
Nice.
And they limped through the summer, and then when it started in September, I gave them a shot of a high nitrogen fertilizer, and now they are blooming and
look
green
at that
and gorgeous, and they'll be that way through the winter.
That's awesome.
Until spring.
Saving the day over here on the geraniums. I love it.
Yeah, you don't need to get rid of them in the spring and the winter, summer, folks, when they look bad. Put them somewhere where they don't look good, but keep them watered. Not a lot. They don't like a lot of water.
Mm.
And then they come back, roaring back in the fall.
281-833-3333. Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back, and we're going to highlight our single best gift plant.
Okay.
When we get back.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Home Show Garden Pros. A little jazz. Christmas jazz.
That's too sleepy of music for this time of day.
That's right. Wake up!
Wake up!
With our new number.
Bouncy music.
Our new telephone number, which is
281-833-333-3. 3.
Yeah.
6 3s, folks.
6 3s after that 8.
Yes.
And it works. So, we got a couple people that have tried it out, but why don't you see, tell me if it works? Let's see. It's all you got to do is give us a call, 281-333-3333. Oh, 281.
833-333. I'm sorry. 833, then 3333.
There it is, yes. Mm-hmm. 281, and that's it. And we want to hear from you. Want to hear what's on your mind. So Anita's here for the 2 full hours, so I'm not really too worried about hitting the brakes exactly. But what's going on at Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens right now? What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
What is happening is we're just winding down for Christmas. Everybody's getting ready to have a Christmas break. Afterwards, we'll do something new in the nursery. We do every winter because we get bored. We like to change things up, make things
always
fun
tinkering.
To see. I don't know what it is. Peter always has something up his sleeve. So he'll make some big change at the nursery for everybody to be excited about and see. You know, we always have the fish to come feed. And as you said, we do have our gifts. Most of our gifts are made in the United States. Those ceramic mushrooms are made in Utah. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the annuals. And my favorite time to grow flowers is in the wintertime.
Absolutely.
Here. I love pansies. My mother loved pansies. Mm. She would always have pansies and have a little vase on her desk with pansies in them every day.
That's awesome.
During the spring, because it was up north where I grew up.
Yeah.
And then I just love the poppies, the Icelandic poppies.
Oh, those are gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh, they're great. In fact, I ran across a picture that I took last year or 2 years ago of a bee fell asleep in one of the poppies.
Too cute, little bee.
Yeah, it was adorable. And there's just some... There's the dianthus, and there's several. There are the tall ones and the short ones.
Yeah.
There was a home in Katy that had the tall ones, a huge bed right in front of their house. And they planted the whole thing up in those magenta pink ones.
Oh, right.
Oh, it was stunning. So, I'm trying to think, what else is there? There are the bulbs that you can plant into your pansy beds.
Yeah.
So as your pansies go down.
Bulbs are popping
the
up.
The bulbs are popping up. I do that in my potted plants. So it's like a surprise. It's really
awesome.
Fun. I do potted plants of pansies too, and snapdragons. Oh, snapdragons. I love snapdragons. And they come in 3 different heights. So you can plant them in a bed and have them staggered.
That is really cool.
It's really pretty. And a lot of the commercial people who plant commercial beds around Houston do the snapdragons. And I talked to one of them. I said, how do you keep them blooming all the time? And he said, every 2 weeks they come through and cut back a third of them. So that they're deadheading them.
Gotcha.
And so that's a secret.
I wonder if they
do
it with like a weed whacker or something.
I'm not sure how they do it because, you know, they can't go and delicately pinch off every flower. And you can cut them back pretty severely and they're going to come back right back up again.
Yes, absolutely.
So they're easy to grow. They're fun. You can pinch them and they snap open, hence the name snapdragon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun for kids.
Well, I mean, that really speaks to how much you can still plant and why plants are such a great Christmas gift. So,
yeah, a flat of plants would make me happy.
Yeah, such a good gift.
I mean, I'd find a place for them.
Oh, me too. I have a flat of dianthus.
Yes.
Give me some nice pink ones. Mm-hmm. I got a space. Because I got some fuchsia and white ones, but yeah, I need that middle color. So.
Oh, and cyclamens. Forgot about cyclamens.
Yeah, cyclamen. That's a great one.
I keep a pot of cyclamens right outside the window where I sew because I'm sitting there sewing all the time.
Awesome.
I can look out. And I got a bird feeder above it, so I see the birds, the flowers. It's great. And then I'm always yelling at the squirrel.
You squirrels, get out of here, you punks. Well, that wraps up hour number one here of Home Show Garden Pros. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break, come back, talk with Abner, Bill, and Tom as we keep dishing out gardening advice.
While you're opening up the gifts Christmas morning, listen to the top 50 Christmas songs, according to us.
Grandma got run over.
Nope, that's on Santa's naughty list.
Enable Alexa and say, play Home Show Radio for the top 50 Christmas songs of all time.
Oh, hell no.
Just see those sleigh bells jingle.
Our gift to you. Merry Christmas from Sports Radio 610 and Home Show Radio. More Home Show Radio is coming up.